This May 25th would have been the 131st birthday of tap dance legend Bill Bojangles Robinson. It was also one day of the weekend when Tucson held its first ever celebration of National Tap Dance Day. There were workshops and performances from dancers of all ages honoring the history of this unique American dance form. Matt Felix was there, and he brought back this audio postcard. We'll hear from dancers Audrey Roberts and Rebecca Collette, and master instructor Colleen Kelly Beeman. Beeman grew up in a famous tap dancing family, the Kellys. Her father was Fred Kelly, and her uncle was Gene.
I didn't want to dance at first, but my mom made me go, and then I found I loved it, and I just kept going. I just love getting up there and making my own rhythms. It brings so much joy to your life, being able to get up on stage and smile for an audience and let them know that you want to share the love of dance with them.
Well, I was born into it, so it's kind of, for me, it was just life. But technically, I was told I came out dancing. Evidently, my little legs were straight instead of curled up in fetal position. And so when it came time to go home from the hospital, I was reported missing. The good sisters were taking me around from ward to ward so I could stretch out my little legs and do cabrioles for everybody. And I finally made it home. Obviously, my legs were strong, so I used to do curtain calls with my dad on Broadway at age one. I'd stand in his hands. He'd hold his hands up over his head, then drop me, catch me by the hands, flip me around. And so that was like an extra applause at the end of the show at night.
I just took it as a class, it's one of the electives, and shoot, I've been in love with it since then. I won't give it up for life or anything. I've been able to loosen up and tap and then just have fun. This is like, I'll show you what I have if you show me what you have, kind of the whole basis of tap dance.
I think we had a big success for just a few of us trying to kick this off. This is going to be an annual event. This is the first time. We just kicked it off. Next year is the 20th anniversary of National Tap Dance Day, passed by the House of Congress. This is a truly unique American dance form. It is so hard to be unhappy when you're tap dancing. I think it is just the happiest sound in the world. It's great fun to do everything your mother told you shouldn't do. You get to scuff up the floors and make a whole lot of noise. And it's just a real happy feeling.